Nats Chat is brought to you by Walters. Hey, join us at Walters for the first ever Nats Chat podcast party. We'll hang out, watch playoff baseball, chat about the Nats, and get to know fellow fans of the team.
The event begins at 7 p.m. at Walters, just across from Nationals Park, on Friday night, October 14th.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Riley at first, two down, no score. The pitch, and Olsen blasts one deep right field down the line. It's hooking toward the corner. It's way back there, and it's gone. It hits the foul pole screen down the right field line. The 0-2, swinging a line drive toward the gap in right center field. Thomas chasing. This one's down. One hop off the fence. Rosario rounding second, being waved around third. Garcia will catch it, fired toward the plate. It is cut off by Meneses, and Rosario slides in, and it's 6-0 Atlanta.
So moving forward, you know, hopefully this will be the last year we lose 100 games, and we get better. And that's the goal, is to get better, get our young kids better.
And welcome to Nats Chat for Tuesday, September 27, 2022. I'm Al Galdi, host of the Al Galdi Podcast, flying solo on this installment of the pod as Mark Zuckerman and Tim Shovers are celebrating Rosh Hashanah. So we say Happy New Year to all of our Jewish brothers and sisters. We also say happy birthday to Nats manager Davey Martinez. Monday was Davey's 58th birthday, and has this for a birthday present, a 100th loss. The inevitable became official on Monday night. The Nats became a 100-loss team for the 2022 MLB regular season. An 8-0 loss to the National League wildcard leading Atlanta Braves at Nationals Park in game one of a 3-game series. That's now a major league worst, 53-100, with a run differential of -222, second worst run differential in the majors. We knew that this day was coming, okay? Now, that doesn't make the day any better, but at least, you know, nobody's stunned by this. But this is the third 100-loss regular season for the Nats since the franchise came to Washington, D.C. in the 2004-2005 offseason. The 2008 Nats went 59-102. The 2009 Nats went 59-103. And I don't know about you, but to me, the Nats getting to 100 losses officially really does make you appreciate what the Nats did from 2012 through 2019. 8 consecutive winning regular seasons. That is not an easy thing to do. Put aside the postseason stuff. Just to have 8 straight winning regular seasons is an accomplishment. And 5 of those seasons were 90-plus win seasons. This was Davey Martinez during his postgame press conference on Monday night with his reaction to having a 100-loss season.
Sucks, right? And we all know it sucks, but we got to remember what we're trying to do here, right? And it's going to be a process. So moving forward, you know, hopefully this will be the last year we lose 100 games and we get better. And that's the goal, is to get better, get our young kids better. And when they come up in spring, get them ready to compete and try to win as many games as possible. But nobody should be happy losing 100 games. You know, it's tough, you know, and I know those guys feel it. But like I said, I cannot say enough about how those guys go out and play. They play hard, and they are getting better. I mean, you know, I see all our young guys getting better. So we got to continue to just finish the season off and be ready to go next spring.
Yeah, good answer there from Davey Martinez. He then got asked if there are lessons being learned by Nats players this season. Here was Davey's response to that.
Absolutely. I mean, these guys are young. They're playing in the major league, so they get tons of experience. They get tons of coaching, so they can learn a lot, especially with some of these teams that we're playing now that are headed to the playoffs. You know, watch, learn, observe, you know, because one day that's going to be us.
So when it comes to the Nats and Monday night's opponent, the Braves, there are many, and I mean many things, that separate the 2022 Nats from the 2022 Braves, but there's maybe no bigger thing than the home run, and this game on Monday night perfectly captured this. So the Nats lost to the Braves on Monday night 8-0, despite each team finishing with 6 hits. Yeah, each team had 6 hits, and yet the Braves scored 8 runs, and the Nats scored 0 runs. Why? The home run. Now, to be fair, the Braves did draw 5 walks. The Nats only drew 1 walk, and the Braves did also draw 2 hit-by-pitches. But the Braves on Monday night smashed 3 homers, and the Nats on Monday night hit no homers. The Braves lead the National League in home runs by miles at 230. The Nats, meantime, are dead last in the National League in home runs at 130. Yeah, the Braves have hit 100 more home runs than the Nats have hit. I mean, think about that. 100 more home runs. Now, also helping the Braves on Monday night was starting pitching prospect Bruce Elder tossing a 6-hit shutout. His last name is Elder, and Elder he is not. He is a youngster, but he pitched like an Elder with what he did on Monday night. The Nats starting pitcher on Monday night was Corey Abbott, and he was not good. Abbott allowed 5 runs, 4 earned in 5 innings. He gave up 3 hits, 2 home runs, and a single. He issued 3 walks and a hit by pitch. He did record 7 strikeouts, but all of this added up to Abbott over his 5 innings, throwing 83 pitches, 52 strikes versus 31 balls. Abbott did begin his outing by tossing 3 scoreless innings. That was good, but he, in the top of the 4th, gave up 2 runs, issued a 1-out hit-by-pitch of Austin Riley. Abbott then gave up a 2-out first pitch, 2-run homer to Matt Olson off the right field foul pole for a 2-0 Braves lead. Abbott then issued a 2-out 6-pitch walk of William Contreras. Abbott in the top of the 5th allowed a run on a leadoff homer by Marcelo Ozuna to left field for a 3-0 Braves lead. That was quite the shot by Ozuna. The homer went a projected 412 feet per Statcast. And Abbott in a Braves 5-run 6th was charged with 2 runs, but only one of them was earned. Abbott issued a leadoff 6-pitch walk of Austin Riley, despite him having been down to the count at 1.02. Abbott then gave up a single to Michael Harris II up the middle, and then got pulled in favor of reliever Andres Machado. Here was Davey Martinez during his postgame press conference on Monday night on Corey Abbott.
Confusing tonight because he started off really well, but when he got the ball up, it was a problem. When he kept the ball down effectively, he was good. His changeup was good, curveball was good. So you know, just when he missed up, then he got hit hard. But overall, I thought he threw the ball well. You know, we got to get him to understand that pitching down for him is good. You know, and he can elevate a fastball, laying counts. You know, because that did work as well. But you know, the rest of the stuff has to stay down below the zone. So, overall, you know, he goes out there and he competes and he battles, and just got to get him through. Like I said, got to get him to continually throw the ball down.
So we had what happened with Corey Abbott on Monday night, and then we had what happened with Andres Machado. He allowed 3 runs, all of which were unearned, in what ended up being a 5-run Braves 6. Machado came into the game in the top of the 6th with runners on 1st and 3rd, no outs, and the Nats trailing 3-0. He gave up an RBI sack fly to Matt Olson for a 4-0 Braves lead. Machado then issued a 1-out hit-by-pitch of William Contreras. Machado then induced a grounder up the middle off the bat of Eddie Rosario to shortstop CJ Abrams. Now, Abrams stepped on 2nd for 1 out, threw to Joey Meneses at 1st base for what should have been the 3rd out, but Meneses didn't make the catch for a missed catch error, allowing Michael Harris II to score.
That was going to be a double play, and Joey Meneses drops the ball.
The throw from Abrams wasn't great, but Meneses could have made the catch. I mean, he was attempting to make a lunging backhanded catch and just did not make the catch. And, you know, we have been singing the praises of Joey Meneses defensively at first base. That obviously was not a great moment for him. And then Andres Machado made things much worse. He gave up a 2-out opposite field RBI double to Marcelo Ozuna to the right center field gap on an 0-2 pitch for a 6-0 Braves lead. And then Machado gave up a 2-out, 2-run homer to Orlando Arcia to center field for an 8-0 Braves lead, despite Arcia having been down to the count at 1.12. The homer went a projected 411 feet per Statcast. So things got ugly in that five-run Braves sixth inning. And, you know, it's kind of funny to me. I mean, if all you do is look at the box score, Andres Machado on Monday night allowed three runs, all of which were unearned. And so you might say to yourself, well, Andres Machado, what's he going to do? You know, the runs were unearned. If you actually watch the game, he did not pitch well at all. I mean, it seems ridiculous that none of these runs ended up being earned runs off Andres Machado, who was not sharp in this outing. The Nats bullpen for the rest of the game was good. Jordan Weems, a scoreless top of the seventh. Mason Thompson, scoreless top of the eighth. Steve Cishek, a perfect top of the ninth. Hey guys, it's Al Galdi for Window Nation. Pennant races in baseball are on, and Window Nation is coming through in the clutch. Think of Window Nation as the 2019 Nats. You right now can get new windows from Window Nation at half price. Two free windows with every two windows that you buy, plus pay nothing with no interest until 2025. Visit windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION and make sure that you tell Window Nation that Al Galdi sent you. Lower your energy bills and raise the value of your home with new energy-efficient windows from Window Nation. Over 1,500 custom vinyl window options are available. And if you're wondering, well, do I need new windows? Well, if your current windows are sticky or drafty or cracked or hard to open or lock when the windows close, then you need new windows. Get yourself Window Nation windows and take advantage of this great offer. Two free windows for every two windows that you buy, plus pay nothing with no interest until 2025. Visit windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION. That's windownation.com or 866-90-NATION. And make sure that you tell Window Nation that Al Galdi sent you.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Here's the pitch. Cesar Hernandez chops it toward the middle. Arcia is right in front of it, and he whips the throw to Olsen, and the game is over. A 1-2-3 inning for Bryce Elder, and in game number 154 of the year, becomes the first Braves pitcher to throw a complete game, and a complete game shutout to boot. The Braves on the field to celebrate their 96th win of the year. They're now one behind the Mets in the win column and one behind in the loss column after 154 games. And the Nats suffer another loss to the Braves, that 13 in 17 tries.
The Nats' lone extra base hit on Monday night came from Luis Garcia. He was the Nats' starting second baseman and number six batter. He went 2-for-3 with a double and a single. Garcia, in the bottom of the second, had a two-out opposite field single to left field on an 0-2 pitch. And Garcia, in the bottom of the fifth, had a one-out first pitch double to right field. C.J. Abrams did have another hit. He was an at starting shortstop and number two batter, 1-for-4 with a single. Abrams in the bottom of the sixth, a one-out single through the right side of the infield on a 1-2 pitch. But overall, not much happening for the Nats offensively in this game. Luke Voit on Monday night was an at starting DH and number four batter, 0-for-4 with a strikeout, and he left four men on base. You know, Voit is not ending his season in a good way. Luke Voit's slash line for the month of September now is the following. Batting average at .253, on base percentage of .324, slugging percentage of .374. I mean, you can live with a .253 batting average. You can maybe even possibly live with a .324 on base if the guy is hitting for power, but Luke Voit is slugging a mere .374 in this month of September. Cesar Hernandez on Monday night was an at starting left fielder and number five batter, 0-for-4 with a strikeout, dropping his OPS for the 2022 regular season to a mere .628. You know, Cesar Hernandez has by far the most plate appearances for the Nats in the 2022 regular season, 593. That he has been allowed to accumulate nearly 600 plate appearances, despite having an OPS that now is at .628. That is something, man. That is something. That is a function of many things. But geez, I mean, that is not what you call optimal. Having the guy who leads you by miles in plate appearances having an OPS as low as Cesar Hernandez's OPS is. I mean, think about this. By the end of the season, Cesar Hernandez's total of plate appearances may be higher than his OPS. Okay, as things stand right now, Cesar Hernandez has 593 plate appearances and an OPS of .628. It could end up being that his total of plate appearances is higher than his OPS. Again, not optimal. We did have a standout catch by Lane Thomas on Monday night. That was good to see. So the Lane train was an at starting right fielder and number one batter. He went 1-for-4 with a single and made a nice catch in deep right field.
Abbott deals. And Rosario hits one to right field deep. The wind's got this one. Thomas going back to the warning track near the wall. He leaps and he caught it. What a catch by Lane Thomas at the top of the fence.
Thomas in the bottom of the sixth had a one-out single to center field. And Thomas in the top of the fourth, a very nice leaping catch near the right field fence of a deep fly ball off the bat of Eddie Rosario for the third out. And this was significant because Lane Thomas has had trouble with fly balls near outfield walls. But Thomas on Monday night made the catch near the right field fence. Davey Martinez during his postgame press conference on Monday night on Lane Thomas's catch. And then you'll hear a follow-up exchange.
Awesome. I mean, he got back to the wall. He hit the wall. But, you know, at least he got back there. And that's something that we talked about, you know, all year long for him, is to just get back to the wall and give yourself a chance. And he did that tonight.
Where do you think he's made the biggest strides on defense this season?
You know what? He's done well in all three outfield positions. In right field, he's done exceptionally well. We saw him throwing. He comes against the ball really well. I think his first step definitely helped him out a lot. He's getting better routes on the ball, which definitely helps him out as well. But overall, we're still trying to get him aggressive out there. You know, and he's gotten a lot better this year, and I'm proud of him because he struggled in the beginning, you know, with everything, and I'm proud of him working hard and going out there and competing, and he's done really well.
Yeah, so we've seen Lane Thomas hit well lately, and we have seen some improved defense from Lane Thomas lately. Also regarding the Nats on Monday night was another minor league rehab start for Mackenzie Gore. So Mackenzie Gore was one of the six players who the Nats got from the San Diego Padres for right fielder Juan Soto and first baseman Josh Bell in the mega trade of this past August 2nd. Gore is coming off elbow inflammation. The hope has been that he might make one major league start for the Nats before the end of their 2022 season, but his minor league rehab outings have been mixed, and he on Monday night did not do so well. A 6-1 loss for the AAA Rochester Red Wings to the Worcester Red Sox in a rain-shortened game. Gore, 6 runs in 3 2/3 innings. He gave up 6 hits, 3 homers, a triple, and 2 doubles. So each of the 6 hits was an extra base hit. He issued a walk. He issued a wild pitch. He recorded 3 strikeouts. I mean, not exactly ideal. Here was Davey Martinez during his postgame press conference on Monday night on Mackenzie Gore.
Yeah, I saw our, the reports. We got through three innings fairly well. Fourth inning was, once again, he lost command of his fastball, started getting everything up. But he threw 67 pitches, so that's good. So we'll see, he'll meet us back here. We'll see how he's feeling, and then we'll assess what we're going to do with him next.
All right, so we'll see. I mean, the way it works with these minor league rehab outings is that they're not necessarily all about the results. You know, a lot of these minor league rehab outings are more just about the process and how a guy is feeling and how a guy comes out of the start, those kinds of things. But, you know, for a young pitcher like Gore, I think the results do matter at least a little bit in these minor league rehab outings. And for him to, you know, give up six hits, with each hit being an extra base hit, for him to give up six runs in 3 2/3 innings, you know, not exactly what you want if you're going to have Gore make a major league start for you before the end of the season. I have felt all along that it's 50-50 at best that Mackenzie Gore will make a start for the Nats at the major league level this season, just because, like, so little has gone well for the Nats this season. But it would be cool to see Gore make a major league start. So we'll see what the Nats have to say about Gore coming off this outing. But obviously, the results of the outing were not good. The Padres took Mackenzie Gore with the number 3 pick in the 2017 MLB draft out of a high school in North Carolina. This season is his age 23 season. Game 2 against the Braves at Nationals Park Tuesday night at 7:05. Paolo Espino will be the Nats starting pitcher. You tell us what you think. Hit us up on Twitter at Nats_chat. You can email the podcast, natschatpodcast@gmail.com, including if you would like to sponsor the Nats Chat Podcast. Hit up Tim Shovers at natschatpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at Nats Chat Podcast. You can get yourself or someone who you know a Nats Chat Podcast t-shirt by going to natschatpodcast.square.site. And do not forget the first ever Nats Chat Podcast party Friday night, October 14th at 7 at Walters, right across the street from Nationals Park. All Nationals radio highlights on Nats Chat are courtesy of 106.7 The Fan. Mark will be back with me on the next installment of the podcast. And until then, we thank you for listening to the Nats Chat Podcast.